What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's call of the day is brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey, and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts.
We're having the wine.
Oh, you're drinking. You like the wine?
I like the Pinot Noir there. Yeah, and then I was drinking. They bring over. He's like, oh, I got a suggestion. I'm like, yeah. Whatever it is, that's fine. Bro, what was it off, like some Josh Jacobs red wine or something?
Michael Phelps, something like that.
It was
like,
so wait, you Josh went to Rails too?
Yeah, he was there.
I didn't think he was going.
He wasn't sure if he was going to be allowed to.
Oh, right, yeah. He wasn't. Mama let the shackles off for the night?
At 10 p.m., I got a text message. Are you coming home tonight?
Oof. Dude, what time did you walk in the door?
Midnight.
Now remember, this is like he had those smoke things again that he likes, those drinks. Ooh. And his wife is texting that he was at the Devils game with us early. He hopped in the overnight the night before.
Okay. He's an animal. Lay out his day real quick. So you were on the air till what time? Friday night?
5 in the morning.
All right, you go home, sleep a couple of hours.
Yeah.
So you're useless in the morning. So she cooks, she gets the kid, you do nothing in the morning. The Devils game started at what time?
12:30.
So you basically get up and leave.
Yeah, he was supposed to meet us at my house so we could all leave together. I was going to drive at 11, and he texts. He's like, "Dude, it's 10:30." He goes, "I'm an hour away. I'll just meet you at the game." I'm like, "All right, whatever."
So he just showed up at the seats.
He showed up at the game. We saw him. Chi Chester was there as well. He's a big Devils fan, so we had fun at the game. They took care of us. It was really nice there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hoff went. Then I had to go pick my friend up at the airport, so Hoff wasn't with us. So he took a different car back to meet me at the house. He's there. We get back before him. And I'm like, you still coming, dude? He goes, yeah, I took a nap. I'm sorry.
In the car?
I took a power nap, 20 minutes.
There you are.
I have no idea where I parked, but I was like, dude, I'm tired. And I saw like an empty lot and just drove in there. Turned the lights off.
I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's awesome or if that's pathetic. Caller of the day or segment of the day? Look at Hoff really gassing himself up because it's all about him.
Yeah, Hoff made the call.
I told him to choose that segment.
Okay, there you go. Dove, a little executive producing right there. Dovey!
Right,
let's get some actual calls in here before we say goodbye. Anything is on the table. We've been talking some NFL, obviously, a lot today off the divisional round. Yesterday, and we'll look ahead to Championship Sunday coming up throughout the course of this week. And what Santander signing, by the way, we did get the details, 5 years, $92.5 million, according to John Heyman. So, I mean, you do the math. It doesn't look good for Pete Alonso. And speaking of which, Peter is calling from Burbank about Alonso. What's up, Peter?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Pete.
What's up? Look, Sal, I love you. BT, I got a flight bone to pick with you. This is all regarding Alonso.
Okay.
It's, good. We see Santander. He just got, 5 years, 90 mil?
Yes.
Pete is easily worth at least 100, 120 mil. I think Pete's biggest detriment is the fact that his rookie season was so good. He broke Judge's record. And from that point on, Yankee fans, BT, you included, you kind of compare these two guys' careers, even though they shouldn't be compared. Now you look at Judge breaking all these records, and then you look at Alonso, and you say, oh, he's not worth that type of money, even though they don't play the same position.
A couple things here. First of all, the first thing that you said was that Pete's worth 5 years, 120. I obviously know that that's your opinion, and I respect it, though I disagree. But I would say you're worth what somebody offers you. So until somebody puts 120 or 5 years in front of Pete, he ain't worth it.
I got to push back on that because we just saw Brandon Nimmo get an 8-year contract. Way should Brandon Nimmo have gotten an 8-year contract.
Right, but Peter,
paid as a center fielder.
Right, but Peter,
and we all know he didn't profile as a center fielder long term.
Yeah. Yeah, right. And the Mets and the Mets. No. But the Mets knew Peter. The Mets knew that too. He did not profile as a center fielder. Do you know why Nimmo?
Why did they give him all that money?
Because other teams were willing to do the same thing.
Which means he was worth it.
We should have let him walk because that Nimmo contract is now hamstringing us with Pete, and Pete has a bigger effect on our lineup than Nimmo. Let me ask you a question. If you took out Brandon Nimmo's bat for from our lineup last year and kept Alonso. Like, would it have really made a difference?
Oh, Alonso didn't do anything either. And by the way, Pete,
in the postseason, we wouldn't even have gotten to the LCS.
Let's just look
at next year.
All right, but Peter, hold on. You're missing. I understand what you're saying, but you're missing one core principle here. You say Pete is worth a lot more. The market is saying he isn't. So forget Nimmo and Nimmo in comparison to Pete. Nimmo's market was far greater on the open market in free agency than Pete. That's why he got that contract. Pete is a free agent. If he was worth $125 million, he would have offers around that coming in. Juan Soto, some could say, well, he's not worth $700 million. Oh, he's not? Well, multiple teams were willing to give him $765 million or close to it. That means he was worth it because multiple teams were willing to go that way. Where are the teams that are paying Pete Alonso more than what the Mets offered at 3 years, 70?
Well, you guys just mentioned it before. If everyone knows the Mets are still in on Pete, these other teams, they're not going to put in offers. Because if the Mets really want him, they just know Cohen's going to swoop in at the last moment and up their offer. So they're waiting till they find out the Mets are 100% out on Pete before they actually give him a contract.
Yeah, but no, hold on, Pete. Then listen, a good call. Honestly, yeah. There's some good stuff there. Appreciate
that. Thank you for the call.
No, a very good call. But if that's the case, then why was anybody bidding against the Mets last year with Nimmo? I mean, maybe it's a little more accentuated this year because of the...
I'm not buying that anyway.
Yeah, I mean, me neither necessarily. I mean, maybe to an extent with certain players, like, all right, hey, listen, you can do whatever you want, but at the end of the day, I'm going to just keep throwing, here's 20 more mil, here's 40, here's 50, here's 70 until I get my guy. And really, that the only stare down that they might lose in that situation would be against the Dodgers. They didn't lose it against the Yankees. They won that one. So I think there's a lot of different things here, but I think the bottom line is that Pete is the victim of the position he plays, some of the recent trend in baseball, and while I think he's a good guy and a quirky guy, I don't think that the clubhouse is screaming for him to return.
Peter is in Ozone Park. What's up, Peter?
Hey, what's going on? I'll make it quick. I know we're up against it. I love the show. You guys make my day go by fast.
Thanks, Peter.
I just wanted to say that I know the Dodgers, what they're doing, I think it's completely scummy. I know Ohtani could get away with it because you can't walk 10 feet in Japan without seeing this guy on some kind of advertisement.
Yep.
So he's good with money. But they have over $1 billion in deferred payment. Mookie Betts, 115. Freddie Freeman, 57 million. Blake Snell, 65 million. Will Smith, 50 mil. Over $1 billion in deferred payment.
Is it illegal?
That's ridiculous.
It should not be allowed, though. That's where I agree.
I don't disagree, but until they change it, they're just playing by the rules. Now they're kind of, you know, they're skirting close to the line where it's like, all right, what's right and what's not.
I still don't get how that works because at some point they're going to have to pay.
Yes, they are. But what they're doing is they're reinvesting money in the interim that they're saving, and that's what the Guggenheim Fund does. So they're getting more money. Like, I don't know enough to say that they're quite going to balance it out or get 8 or 9% of ROI. I don't know that much, but I know that they're not idiots and that they are spending their money wisely. By the way,
I do think
Knicks, you're
going to
show a little respect today at the Garden? MLK is a big game. Always fun for the Knicks at the Garden. You can show a little heart today, Knicks.
I told you not to go nuts about the Knicks so early. I was worried about them coming into the year.
Yeah. I mean, now we can't even beat the T-Wolves at home.
They got spanked at home.
Edwards just lit them up with 8 bombs. Anyway, we got to go.
All right, thanks, Dove Hoff. Everybody called. Listen, Evan and Tiki coming up next. See you tomorrow at 10.